Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Shalom. I see two of my favorite instructors are online. Hey, Brother Kahane, Brother Huwada, y'all on?
Y'all shalom. Hey, Kyle, yep. Boo, Hotep, and all other labels that go along with it. Yeah, we on board, yep. Brother Drew.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum and all them other ones.
Right off. Well, I turn the floor over to you guys.
We're gonna turn it over. I got some Kohane's, one of Kohane's top students. They visited me this morning. Two students of mine, Tahuti and Twin. They've been over here ever since 9 o'clock this morning. They want to go through my books and put the bread. So we're gonna take everything and turn it over to Kohane.
I want to say a lot to each and every one that's on the line today. And hopefully, I want to say thank you to Mo Dupe, to Brother Drew, and Brother Duwar for allowing us to come back on and to share a few thoughts about the subject that we'll be teaching on at Pan-African Connection on the 24th. And we'll be at Doc's Bookstore in Fort Worth on the 25th. Now, I'm using this topic here for this show, but you know, you're dealing with people out there with political correctness. We can't, don't want to sound too offensive. So the topic today is African people, European astrology, a mental genocide. Now, I'll be using the topic over there while we need our own astrology and our own calendar. But today, for the sake of this powerful nation, Black Nation Radio, we're going to use the title African People, that's what we want to wear, European Astrology, a Mental Genocide. I'm going to try to leave a little space in my talk in case somebody come on and have questions about what I'm talking about. As a race of people, we are entering into a very critical and decisive period in American history. You know, the signs and times and point of fact that are major, there are major changes on the horizon. If we as indigenous people or as African Americans, we're not ready to make the necessary adjustments and realign ourselves with nature and cosmology, we're going to get caught up in this sweeping change that's going on. What has happened, the European or the cultural chiefs have so messed this world up and got us on an artificial global matrix that we're out of line with nature and earth-based cosmology. What are you talking about? Whether or not this big thing we pay much attention to is the main thing that's got us in this matrix. I'm talking about astrology or astronomy or the calendar. Most people take the calendar just for granted as if the gods of the world, God gave it to us, and to the astrology that we have. None of these things that we have in this modern world were given to us by the divine mothers of creation. Therefore, since 46 B.C., under Julius Caesar and his astronomers, they have put us on an artificial global matrix. Perpetuated by the Gregorian calendar, which we follow today, which is an irregular calendar. And we're following the Gregorian calendar, which was created by Pope Gregory XIII under the auspices of Christopher Clavius. And 1582 would give us a calendar that is not in line with nature or cosmology. The first historical reference, let me ask the students online, how many of you ever did any research on how the calendar came to be? Have you ever did a deep dive etymology-wise, or chronology-wise, a timeline? Just took it for what it was worth.
35.
I keep him static.
Oh, when them cut this fan off.
Yeah, somebody give me some static. So most people have never, that I ran across, if you talk to most African American people generally, they don't never do any research on how the calendar came to be, because it's been here so long, we take the calendar for granted if it's in line, and come to find out that the calendar that we've been following and the astrology we've been following is all out of sync with nature, cycle of nature, and out of sync with the constellation. What do you mean by that, Kohane, Baba? He's calling me Kohane, but it's Baba Yashabaya now. He's Baba Luje. What do you mean by that? Everything we follow with the constellation, the days of the week, the month, these are all Greek gods. These are Greek gods or Viking gods, gods and goddesses. These are not Afrocentric figures that our ancestors knew anything about. We're worshiping images and deities that our ancestors knew nothing about. Nothing. We come in contact with this stuff through the time of slavery, through the times of invasion of Egypt, and they declared that the Egyptian was the first one to create the first calendar. That is not correct. The Egyptian was not the first one to create a calendar. The first creator of the first calendar was designed not because of constellation. It was designed out of agriculture. the Anderson sisters, our sisters, in a place called Lubombo Mountain. The Bush people that lived in the Lubombo Mountains and 43,000 years ago created the first agricultural calendar for planting and raising food based off of the moon and the menstrual cycle. That's four seasons in a year, and they discovered four seasons in a year, that's spring, summer, fall, and winter. How to plant based on the way the river flowed and the rainy and dry season. They discovered that from the menstrual period and the moon cycle, that is 13 weeks between each season of change. Well, 4 times 13 is not 52, it's 48. But when you look at the moon cycle, 13, so we had to come up now, for how many days is it in a moon cycle? It's 28 days in a moon cycle. So they found out that the original calendar of a season is a 13-month calendar with 28 days in it that operates on a perfect alignment with cosmology and the cycles of nature. So the first calendar, or first chart to follow mathematically, was discovered by the Lubombo tribe, or the Lubombo sisters there in the Lubombo Mountains, called the San or Bush people. That is S-A-N or Bush people. Now, myself and Brother Ward, we're in possession of a calendar that goes back 200,000 years. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be there, but I'm asking when you come, save the calendar that I get through with my lexicon. You go with the... So instead of the calendar, we get there with the lecture next week, DeWalt. But anyway, the calendar goes back...
I'm going to be selling calendars.
Yeah, but wait till I get through with my lecture before you start selling the calendars next week.
Okay, I will.
Around there, selling calendar while I'm trying to get to understand the importance of the map, the calendar, and the constellation. Now, back to what I was saying.
Jonah Cohen, you know we respect each other. You
yeah, I do. I'm just messing with you. Anyway, a lot of people didn't know that Julius Caesar, the first Roman calendar, only had 10 months in it. Not only did they went into Egypt, did they find out there was 13 months in the calendar. But because Julius Caesar and his astronomers couldn't deal with the number 13 because of the feminine energy.
No.
Feminine energy goes back to the Lubombo Mountain. You doubt what I'm saying? Look at the word L-A-B-O-M-B-O, bone, Lubombo bone. And the Lubombo is in South Africa near Swaziland. These sisters use the cycle of their menstrual period and line it with the moon and develop a agricultural calendar for planting, harvesting the season. That was the first calendar. Our Bible scholars on the line today, if you wanted to know anything, well, what did the Bible say? If you go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, I don't have it handy, but if somebody got a Bible online, if you can go get that and read that for the folks, it says that the Creator gave us a son, signs of seasonal changes. So the cosmos has a great effect on things that happen in this realm that we call the Earth. The moon, sun, has an impact on the characteristics and the things that happen on this planet. It's important that we understand that. But what the alien being, when he got in charge of it, he did not want to deal with that feminine energy. Imagine for 43,000 years, not before that was in Egypt, up until the time of Egypt, we lived under a matriarchal system dealing with nature and time. Not till Julius Caesar came in there and went into Alexander, decided to come out and change the calendar from a 13-month to a 12-month. He took out one of the key constellations in that constellation and put everybody on a 12. Well, that thing rolled on up until the time, because, you see, it was Julius Caesar that took and moved March from being the first month of the year to January and added January and February. It was Julius Caesar that added those other 2 months. They only had 10, so he added 2 more months to get them 12 months. as we come forward, the Gregorian calendar only came into play to challenge, to try to rectify some of the things that the Julius Caesar calendar done. Remember, there was no such thing called leap year until Julius Caesar got their hands on it. Up until that time, there was nothing called leap year because there was no place called February the 28th, 29th. Till he brought it on, and he brought it on to add an extra day into what they call February because even January had 28 days. Well, he added 61 days to the calendar when he got it, and when the Gregorian calendar came on, they played along with the same thing. And the reason the Gregorian calendar came on, it was trying to fix a exact time for Easter. It had nothing to do with, they was trying to find a good day when best to celebrate Easter on. Well, prior to that, there was 13 constellations. Any questions so far? Any conversation in the background? Is there any questions so far? I'm hearing some noise in the background, Brother Drew.
Oh, sorry about that.
Have any questions so far up to this point? I don't want to do all this, and y'all said to look like a cow looking at a brand new gate. Is there any questions? Am I talking too fast? You know, let me know what I'm doing because I want to get this.
No, you ain't talking too fast this time.
Okay. I'm gonna go more in depth when I get to Pan African, but I'm gonna give you some a rough draft of what's going on. So when the word there was a constellation in under the Greek pantheon called Ophiuchus, which represented the goddess, the female goddess of their pantheon. They took that particular symbol out because they didn't like working with the number 13. The number 13 represents the feminine energy, and they did not like that. The most of our other cultures has a problem with the number 13. There is a medical term that goes along with a phobia that they have. It is called triskaidekaphobia. I repeat, it is called triskaidekaphobia. That is the medical name for the condition that they have that they don't like to deal with. And it's spelled TRISKAIDEKAPHOBIA. I repeat, it's a medical term that this particular culture has, innate among, especially among the men, is called triskaidekaphobia. TRISKAIDEKAPHOBIA. It's called the fear of the number 13. And that's why most skyscrapers that passes go beyond 13 floors, you'll never find a 13th floor on the elevator. It ain't there. If you think I'm lying, go downtown Dallas, find the tallest building, go inside and go on the elevator, see if you see a number 13. And the fear of Friday the 13th, because on Friday the 13th, it says that they took them and killed a bunch of Knights Templars on Friday the 13th. They took them out and killed a bunch of them. So Friday the 13th was declared as an unlucky number. But around 270 A.D. under the Vatican, they said anybody that was born under the sign of Ophiuchus was considered a bad and unlucky sign. So the Vatican took the constellation out. You hear the old saying, born under a bad sign? Well, they believe that. So the Vatican made sure that there was no constellation over 12. So around 1939, there was a group called the AFA, the American Federation of Astrologers. They discovered that there was 13 constellations, and we've been operating in a false, artificial matrix for all of this time. So they decided it's time to reinstall Ophiuchus back into it. Yet, most of your calendars, most of your astrologers do not deal with 13 constellations. They still deal with the Gregorian calendar, the 12 months. Also, the IAUD, the International Astrology Union, discovered in 1989 that the 13th constellation is a constellation that must be put back into play. Well, some of y'all still didn't know that, so I'm not going to get too deep in that. But what happened, Barbara? With that being out of balance and out of rhythm, there's a thing called the law of time. And I will read from my work that I'll be bringing with me. It says, the law of time is a universal law and principle.
What?
Somebody say something? If y'all say that, good, I'm going to stop. Y'all stop. I want to get your questions, all right? Brother DeWan?
Yes, sir.
Somebody say something? Got a question?
No.
I heard it. Let me start. The law of time, bring it with me. I got my notes and I got my documentation with Beast the Conversation. I'm bringing the documents with me. And before I go into that, did y'all know Nancy Reagan depended on astrology to help Ronald Reagan to run the White House for them 8 years? She had a lady named Jane Dixon that was her main astrologist that kept up on the tarot card for her readings.
Yep.
Did you not know that for 6 years, up until now, that the Psychic and Astrology Association have grossed $2.2 billion because people running around getting their reading going on and getting their tarot cards and their palms read and tea leaves going on the television and a psychic hotline. Y'all know Miss Cleo got rich because folks is all trying to find my purpose, my reason, why am I have a good love life or am I going to be successful in business? And they run to these lines trying to find the answers. So there's the psychic and astrology have a nest $2.2 billion in the last past 6 years off of people trying to find the answers in the stars why their life the way it is. Let me refer to a note that I have set aside, and I'll leave space for you to have a question. It's called the law of time. The law of time is a universal law and principle. It states that time is the universal factor of synchronization. The law of time distinguishes between natural time frequency that governs the universe of universal order and the artificial time frequency which sets modern human civilization apart from the rest of its environment, the biosphere. We're not operating in the biosphere. We're operating in a technosphere, which is mainly ran by technology. It's ran by a 12-month calendar and a 60-minute mechanical clock. It's on an artificial time factor and an irregular calendar and mechanical clock has resulted in the creation of an artificial global matrix. This is why we as indigenous people cannot get our SHIT together. We're following another culture's idea of what cosmology and nature is, and we're not following what was given us by our ancient ancestors who followed the laws of nature. They planted everything in its season. Because even the good books say everything must be done in its season. When it's not done in its season, sisters and brothers, it's obviously it's in a defense mode. It's not in a mode to help to perpetuate life. It's in a mode for destruction and to kill. We're eating watermelons out of season, cantaloupes, all the fruits and vegetables, we're eating them out of season. Your greens, your whatever you got, if you ain't raised yourself and you buy it in the store, it's GMO. And GMO is government modification of what we're dealing with, and that's why we can't get it together. Now, you ain't got to believe what I'm saying. And you have to, please don't believe nothing I'm saying. Do the research. But documentation is always a part of the conversation. And no attack, just facts. We're not here to intimidate. We're here to educate. You follow me? Oh, y'all ain't following me. Yeah. Artificial time factor, irregular calendar, it results in you having an artificial mind, artificial world, an artificial way of things. The law of time affirms that all planetary upheaval and social chaos that we are experiencing today is directly related to giving precedence to the human law, and mechanical technology. The world is in a state of confusion. If you think I'm lying, look at the Weather Channel. You got on the West Coast, you got heat above 100 degrees. The other day in Death Valley, it was 135 degrees. A few days ago, down in Florida, some man went out to get a suntan, and it killed him. And the sun, it beckoned to a golden brown. He died out there on the beach. In Arizona, the day man was climbing on those mountains, and they had to get him because he did the same thing. Getting cooked in the, after getting cooked. Do you not know if your melon ain't up that you ain't going to make it in this heat? We have an astronomical heat on the east and west coast. We have storms in the middle. Flood, they had a flood in Flagstaff, Arizona the other day. Flooding everywhere, storms everywhere. So on the west and east you got heat. In the middle you got craziness going on all over the world. And you tell me the world ain't in a flux, I dare you. Because all the facts and documentation that, and all of that, this thing they thought they had control called the coronavirus, well, it's back. It's back. Now, I appreciate the fact that when Mother Nature allowed this thing to come on back in 2019, we didn't wake up, so in 2020 they gave us a conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn, and a portal opened up to give us a zero star, and most of us did not even get it. I said, y'all, because I got it. And it got me working on this new calendar that says, what's wrong with the world? You're out of balance with cosmology and nature. And nature's fighting back. You wonder what happened to the dinosaur? Time got out of balance. They started eating things, so nature got rid of them. And we're about to face the next thing again. They're saying by the year 2020 that the moon is going to go through another wobble, going to create more floods.
Go ahead.
Any questions so far?
Go ahead. I got to piggyback on something that you said.
Piggyback. It's your show. I'm just a horse trying to ride in your race. Come on.
You in charge. You the spiritual.
come on. I ain't running nothing but my mouth. Come on.
See, Gabe, one person be the leader. Hell, we adopted you as the leader. I'm a follower.
come on. If you got any questions out there, sister, brother,
here's
I want you to tell what I'm saying. Don't run my mouth. Tell what I'm saying. Make me out of a lie. I got my documents right here. I got all the trust. I got documents, second type of documents. Both black and white authors are telling the same story. But see, we don't want to listen. But Brother DeWall, go ahead. I digress.
Colleen.
Uh-huh.
When you was talking about the heat, let's look. You see, when we put the five W's to it, we're going to ask ourselves a why question. Why is the people dying from the heat? After you use air conditioning for 2 years, you get addicted to air conditioning. When me and you were boys, we could stand the heat, and you didn't have the heat index because all the homes were built out of wood. Everything is concrete right now. Concrete holds heat. So this is why you have a heat index, and this is why it's so hot, man, and the heat is killing you. The sun burning the same damn temperature it was when we was kids, when the first beginning of time. Ain't nothing changed of that. It doesn't change. What change is you have become weak to the sun. The black folks used to stay out and pick cotton all day long at 12 o'clock in the daytime. They go out at 12 o'clock now. These people who live over here, hell, they'll die.
Yeah.
Because you are addicted to air conditioning. My big mama would not sit in the air conditioning. She said the skin got to sweat. If you don't sweat and get the impurities out of your body, you're going to have everything. Well, you see why we got so much disease and stuff right now. It's because we done broke the laws of nature and we done become relaxed with luxuries of air conditioning. Air conditioning, Freon is a day you get addicted to that shit.
Yep.
You can't stand no heat after you done spent 2 years up on the air conditioning. Now tell me if anybody that's living in the United States, why you can't stand the heat no more. It's because your ass is air conditioned. You're addicted to it. And then you got hereditary genetic traits that comes up through the gene pool. So the people born after 1978, they get weaker and weaker to heat.
And they wiser. You go weaker and wiser, the good book says.
You're right.
And see, another thing we can realize back, the why I want to go back and bring this in, that the Bible says in Daniel 7:25 that they will seek to change the law and the time. Now, I got a question for my African-American brothers here in this diaspora. And don't Now, I want to use for my narrative timeline to look at something. You look at a storyline and see if it fits the narrative. We were told from the Bible in Exodus the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2, well, that when the children of Israel was in Egypt and was coming out, that their God spoke to their prophets and told them they're going to give them their own calendar and their own seasons. It gave them, it says in chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, you said, and God spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, said unto you shall be the beginning of your month and beginning of your years unto you. In the 13th chapter, verse 4, it says, remember the month of Abib brought ye out the land of Egypt. That is at the equinox. That Abib means at the first cracking of the barley plant.
From that point on,
there was no names of months or weeks. Everything was numbers. The first month, second day, third month, tenth day, so forth and so on. Not until Julius Caesar them got their hands on it did you have the names of the days of the month to Greek gods and the days of the week named after Greek gods and Viking gods. There was no days of the week. There was no days of the month. Everything was by numbers. They changed it. And by doing so, they made you worship their gods and their deities. That same God told the children of Israel in Exodus 23rd chapter verse 13, be circumspect that you make no mention of the name of other gods, when they plant your mouth. Do you not know when you go around talking about January and February and all these folks, you're empowering the power that controls you to have more power over you? When you go through talking about days like, Saturday, Saturn, but wasn't no Saturday, it was called Sabbath in the Bible, the seventh day. Saturn, talk about the moon, you talk about Tuesday. These were names of Greek and Viking gods that you're naming. Has nothing to do with your ancestors. And the more you talk about these names, the more you give it power over you, which ultimately keeps you in an artificial matrix under Greek or Roman control. You've got to quit using another man's ideology for yours and saying, I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a Scorpio. Then you're a jackass. A lion does not let the hyena raise his children. Did y'all cut me off? Am I still on? Hello? Is anybody there? Cut me off.
Yeah.
They ain't saying nothing. But
Cole.
Yeah.
Cole. The days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, those are old ancient pagan gods. They'll tell you, I got a book, Fossilized Cousin, tell you the year that they changed this.
We got all this in our presentation. When we come to
January, February, March, April, May,
on the 24th at Pan African, I've got all the data I have with me. Until Julius Caesar in 46, there was no month called January or February. January is the god Junius, the Roman god Junius, the two-faced god. February is Biblia, and all the Roman festivals generally of expectation of purification. Mars is the Roman god Mars, and so forth and so on. The days of the week are also named after Greek and Viking gods. These are not African deities. These are not nobody we know. And guess what? The African American is the only person over here that follows another man's stuff because the Jews got theirs. The Muslim has theirs. And so forth and so on. The Chinese got their New Year. What is the African American's New Year? And don't tell me June 19th.
Wait a minute.
I ain't through. Let me go back. Remember, when the Israel came out of Egypt out of bondage of 430 years, their God gave them their own calendar and timeline to finally get them back on track. When we supposed to allegedly come out of slavery, what God came and gave us our timeline and put us back on track? Can anybody tell me? And you say you claim we got independence June the 19th. That's the biggest lie I've been told. But if you want to buy that book, you eat that molded bread if you want to, but that is not true. Now, we celebrate it. That's fine because we don't have nothing to celebrate. We don't have no holy festivals that we recognize over here. If I'm alive, prove it to me. Because the Jews got Rosh Hashanah, they got Hanukkah, they got the Day of Atonement, they got Passover. Where are your days, your holy feast days at?
You got the same as white folks.
And to put it together in unification. Where are they? The Muslim got Ramadan. Chinese got Chinese New Year. So forth and so on. Where is the African Americans' sacred day they can come together as a family and unify and build structure in the family? See, we saw the bad why we run like we're like a feather in a windstorm because we have no roots. We have nothing to anchor down to that we can call our own, that we create, that we fought until now. And thanks to the ancestors, not that I'm being arrogant, because this is not my forte, but they got me out of bed at 3 a.m. back in December to get started on this thing. And I've been on it ever since to the equinox, and thanks to the guiding of the ancestors and support of different ones, we were able to create a 13-month constellation and a 13-month calendar. Let me ask you this question for my mathematicians. You say it's 7 days in a week, and you say that there is 4 weeks in a month. You say that it's 52 weeks in a year. Now, we know that 4 out of 12 is 48. We also know that 4 in the 52 is 13. Now, if it's 4 seasons, it's only 12 months, that's 48. So add 4 more to it, that's 52. So we work an extra month free for the man and don't get paid for it. It's actually 13 months in a calendar and not 12. And 364 is 13 to the last degree. It goes to the fourth before cardinal points. So the Gregorian calendar is so out of whack, but it's built on politics and religion, and you didn't realize it. Now do the math. I said 7 days in a week, 4 weeks in a month, 2 weeks in a year, and you divide 452, you get 13. To all my car shorts out there, how many cars is in a deck, not counting the joke and other stuff? We play with 30, we play with 52 cards. How many suits? 52. 13 sets in there. You got 4 aces, you got 4 deuces, 4 trades, so forth, king all the way down to the king. It's 13 sets. Question and answer period now. I'll pause. Is there any questions so far? Somebody talk to me. Throw a brick up here. Do something. I'm in Tallulah. You can get me. Being down on the 24th at Pan African. We're being forced on the 25th at Doc's Bookstore. Now, if you want to chime with that, say, come on out. When I get through, we'll have a Q&A. We're going to have a Q&A. Because we, as people, and then we got to find something we can call our own. Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa's great. But you do Kwanzaa opposite of Christmas, and you only do it for 7 days. Kwanzaa is seven months. Do a temple every 7 months for 7 months of the 13 months. Not 1 day, but for a whole month, whole 28 days. One principle per month.
Cole.
You got it.
When you celebrate Kwanzaa, you celebrating all
first
the white boys that done conquered the Ifa race of people. Because in Kwanzaa, you got Ifa, you got Islam, and you got Christianity.
Well, I understand all that, but I'm looking at the principle they come up with, the moves and all that, not the symbol, not that, but the principle, the seven principles. I'm not going to get off right now, but I know what you're talking about, because Kwanzaa means first fruit. Ain't no damn first fruit in December.
Yeah,
it's got to be in this season, and it's called the Yam Festival. You know what I'm saying? But I just throw that out there for conversation, but I don't want to dwell. But I want people to understand why we need our own constellation, our own calendar. No attack, just facts. We're still operating, as my boy would say, we are perpetrating a fraud on ourselves and don't realize it. We're violating another man's ideology and want it to be ours. And you wonder why you can't get ahead. Remember, the master's tool will never dismantle the master's house. those that choose to use these tools may have a few gains, but never genuine success, because the master tool will never dismount the master's eye. As long as you follow another man's plan, you ain't going to defeat him, because he knows his own game. We've got to go back and restructure ourselves, the new millennials and this generation of Z. You wonder why it's all out of whack? Because they got nothing they can agonize to, they can call their own. You wonder why things are all out of balance? Look at nature. It'll tell you.
You're on the wrong calendar.
On the wrong calendar, the wrong astrology. It's 13 of them. And guess what? They already start creating their own calendar over there in England. It's called the International Fixed Calendar. It's 13 months, 28 days. Only thing wrong, they're still using the Greco-Roman days, days of the month and days of the week. We got our own 7 days, which is the seven major weeks. Now, you're not being the E5, but they put you closer to yourself. They're talking about Tuesday, Wednesday, and Tuesday, who is Tuesday by, Duan?
Tuesday is Thorn.
Okay, who is Wednesday?
Wednesday is Wooten.
What about Thursday?
Thursday is the Sector God Thorn.
Tuesday is figure, right?
It's Teutonic God. Tuesday is the Teutonic Druid Celtic God.
Uh-huh.
Thursday is Thorn Frigid. Friday is Frigid, which is the wife of Wooten, and,
uh-huh.
and on Wooten is Wednesday, and you have prayer meeting on Wednesday. That's Wooten day.
I don't
want
to go there, but you did. I don't want to go. You that praying talking about more praying to Jesus. You praying to a Greek God, Viking God.
Yes.
You energizing them, and you want to write your map is messed up.
Go. We ask ourselves a question: who was God first? Well, Odin became Wooten, Wooten became Guten, and in the 5th century, Guten became God. So God, the word God, is only a 5th century, and he was, God is Odin. And here everybody going around, I believe in God. God, God, God. God, hell, you're a white man. And until you come out of the teaching of a white man, which means you have to get completely off. Rabbi White, who wrote Fossilized Customer, you got that fossilized customer, put it like this. He said, if you want to be free, get on your regular calendar and get off of white folks' calendar. You won't have no religion. You won't have no holidays. You won't have all the bullshit that you got right now if you get off of white folks' calendar. But you ain't going to get off of white folks' calendar because you're suffering from the curse of hounds. God damn it.
Well,
when,
we've got is 1:42. I want a live question. Ask anybody got any questions? Mine's 1:43. And we'll do a Q&A ready about now. And I want to hear if anybody got, challenge what we're saying. Don't, and I will remind you once again, if you can't get through now, we'll be physically, if all goes well, alive, continue, death passes by, we'll be at Pan Advocate Connection on the 24th, which is Oya's day, y'all call Saturday. Remember, Saturday, they say go to the gods, was it Saturn? But remember, there's no Saturday in the Bible. That's called Shabbat, the seventh day. So you ain't going to find that in there either. So,
not seven, it's Shabbat.
It's Shabbat. Not Saturday, it says Shabbat. Who's that part of the Bible? You gotta find out the 52 weeks that they wrote about the 52 Sabbaths written in the Bible. In the book, they talk about the 52 Sabbaths that's written in the book. So anyway, Q&A, anybody got any questions? Let me step back.
Anybody any questions, just press 1 on the line. We'll get you in.
Cohen.
So far, it's not lit up, Brother Cohen. We got people listening. If you want to get in, press 1. On your phone.
Let
me
get in.
Here we go. Here we go. We got somebody coming in right here.
I already got one here, right
259,
here.
Uh-huh.
Brother Drew.
2-1.
Go ahead.
Let him get in.
Okay. What I want to ask you is, you said that there's an extra, extra zodiac. What part of the calendar does that come in? Does it shift the other months in any kind of way?
Yes, it sure does. Anytime what they did, they hid. Now, according to the Greek astrologers, those that's born in the month of Scorpio. It's only 7 days in Scorpio, so they merged Ophiuchus and Scorpio together to give it an additional day. So if you, if your sign is in Scorpio, the sun is only in Scorpio 7 days. It's in Ophiuchus 18 days, then it goes to Sagittarius. So you can't skip over. So what they did, they merged. So with 13 will stretch them out, and everything falls a month back. It's not in line, so you're out of balance. I'll be bringing that out, move to the front when I come out there on the 24th. I got the whole breakdown, timeline, and all.
All right.
I've done the work for you. Just be there, and get the information. 13 changes the whole spectrum because there's no 365.244. It is 364 days in a year.
Not 365.
Okay, I've got a question.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Okay, this is Baba Banjoko.
Listen. I say, Baba.
I love you. If there's 13 a month in a year, then why is there 7 days in a week? Because if there's 7 days in a week, then the math doesn't add up. So why do we get 7 days? You guys were just talking about the days and what the days represent in Greek terminology. How do you get the 7 days in each month to equal the 13 calendar months?
Well,
because the numbers don't jive if there's 7 days in every week. So how can you explain that to me?
When you say don't jive, what are you basing your math on? You're based on the Gregorian calendar or on the Aztec calendar? Because if you remember this, according to the Bible and the Egyptian, it was 7 days for the seven signs. Then it was seven, then it went to 28. So four times seven is what?
28.
Yeah. And so for 13, the way we follow, we say 7 days in a week, 4 weeks in a month, and 52 weeks in a year. That's standard. But if you can't divide 4 into 52 is 13. And the woman's menstrual cycle is 28 days.
Right.
Right.
And I agree. And I agree with that entirely. But in actuality, based upon the lunar cycle of the seasons, the month actually has 7 weeks. It's not four. Because if it was four, then it wouldn't, the numbers wouldn't equal out on the 13th month. So each week is only 4 days that would be consistent with the lunar cycle of the moon.
Well, say what? Let's look at that. Now, what is your mathematical question for the 4 days? I mean, give me a calendar.
Well, the four days equal out to the regular 13 calendar month. Times seven is 28. So it's based upon the 28 days per month to give you your 13.
364.
Your 13 months.
That'd be 364. 13. That'd be 13.
Right,
that,
right.
That is 13. 364. Not
right,
365.242.
Right, right. Right, and it jives, and that is correct, and it equals. What I'm saying is that the 13 calendar, the 13 month calendar is correct. But it's based upon not the 7 day weeks. It's based upon 4 day weeks.
Okay.
The four day weeks are is the traditional calendar if you go all the way back even prior to the Yoruba, if you go all the way back, the native, we call them the native and Indian here, used to talk about the moons. And how many moons they measured by moons. And then the reason they were measuring by moons is because, well, the end and the start of our day is not the end of the start of the day that we have here. We got that based on the 7 day, but the end and the start of a day, even a day, there's even four equal parts to a day.
That's six hours each time, 24, true enough. But remember
right.
this.
Right.
Remember this. When you go back to the 43,000 years ago, back to the Lubumbu people in the mountains, they based theirs on the 7, the 28, from the menstrual cycle. They didn't base it on a full day, like in the Europe, they got a full day working and a day for the market and all of that. Remember, this is all that.
Right, but what I was talking about is not the four, not the Yoruba cycle. The Yoruba cycle sure was 4 days, and then of course the fifth day was the market day. But I'm not talking about the Yoruba cycle. I'm talking about the regular cycle of the moon itself, and the regular cycle of the moon. The regular cycle of the moon is four.
Synodic cycles, which is 29.5, or the side wheel 27.1, and the balance is 28. The IAU. So it depends how you're reading the particular measurements. So he has two or three
right.
different ones because in it. But we can get more into that when we get out there, Baba. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this is out of here. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'm sorry. All of my students.
Hey, I'm time for one more.
Yeah, you got time.
Your brother Drew, anybody else on the line? I want to thank Babu Benjoku for that input. And like I said, we don't know it all. We still remember, this is not my forte. I got involved this back in 2020. And to this point, we've come, but at this point, I don't know if any African-American brother, Baba Lyle, preacher, however he wants, have come up with a calendar for us in this diaspora that matches up with cosmology and time as we have now. I know that Osojima tried it back in the Otunzi village, but he had it on 12. Everybody have had it on 12. Nobody has come up with a 13-day calendar, a 13-month calendar, 7 days that we have. And the 7 days we have came from the seven Orishas. Major Orishas. Well, based on to get off of these, the whole thing is get off these Greek and Viking gods and get on something that you can relate to. That has something to do with your ancestors.
Okay. The lunar calendar itself is based on that 13 calendar month. That's the foundation for the lunar calendar.
Ashe. This is a good day. This is Oya's day.
You know, ain't nobody gonna ask you no question.
Don't just set things face back. Like the Bible do, you challenge what's been given you. Don't just set the table and eat because it's there. Challenge it. Make the person work.
Slick eye. Zurok's twin is Zurok's twin and Tahuti is my guest. They sitting in my house and twin got a question to ask you.
Okay, come on, twin.
My question is
Fort Worth.
Right. We're speaking of astrology. How do zodiac line up with the constellations? Or do they line up with the constellations?
Well, first of all, the word zodiac means a circle of animals. That's the big word for zodiac. Means we deal with the constellations. And what operates within that particular constellations? What constellation is close to this ram of this diatosphere? And a lot of people look at the Bible. The Bible is an astronomy
theology.
Book. It's not what you got it for. In the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 5, it named all three constellations, Arcturus, the Pleiades, and Orion, and one more. Okay? In those constellations, and it's 88 different constellations, But 13 of them is the closest thing to this realm that affects this realm, which goes from final point. The 13 represents the band, the ecliptic band around the earth, which is 16. It's 16. Within the 16 is the 13, and everything comes down. But remember, how did they get the 12? How did the Greeks come up with the 12, and we question the 13? We question what I'm doing, but how did they get the 12? But they only had 10 months in their calendar. They only had 10 months. Written before 46 B.C., it was only 10 months in the Roman calendar from March to December. And then for the final thing is, even your numbers is wrong, because the word September is the word six. Where is September on the chart? What day is September on the chart?
Well, I'll tell you in a few seconds.
Oh, I got it right here. I got it right here. You know. Yeah. September, October, November, they're even out of order in their numbering system. The word, it's out of order in the numbering system.
October is 10. Is it 10?
The reason it's out of order is because it's not based upon mathematical calculation in the first place.
Because remember, it was Julius Caesar that changed it. It had nothing to do with the regular cycles.
It had nothing to do with the cycles of the system of the solar system. It was all theology and politically based.
That's what I'm saying. So if it has nothing to do, it's all about political politics and religion. So they rearranged it because there was no January and February until Julius Caesar went in there and changed it and added 61 days to the calendar. You see, look it up. History of the calendar, he added 61 days into it.
Okay. That was the same. Go ahead, Baba.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You said that was the same right now?
Oh, hey.
Yo.
Roman time, here I got it right here. March the 1st was the first month.
In the Roman calendar.
In the Roman calendar, it was named of the wall dearest in March.
Right.
Because that's when the weather cleared up and they could go to Rome.
Yeah.
April was the second month, the month of Venus. May, the month was named after the deity M-A-I-A.
Leah.
June, the fourth month, was the month dedicated to Juno,
Juno,
an important Roman female deity, the wife and sister of Jupiter.
Yeah.
July, fifth month, the month was dedicated to Julius Caesar, the first.
That's a dead white man.
Yeah.
August. Another dead white man.
It was the word is Latin meaning venerable, magnificent, author. It was for Augustus Caesar.
But the number
second month is the Latin word for the number seven. October, the eighth month. This is the Latin word October, eighth month for octa, meaning eight. November, the ninth month. The month was November from the Latin word novo, meaning nine.
Right.
December, not the 12th month, but the 10th month.
So even the numbers they got is out of order.
Right.
If you 1/8 of an inch off on your foundation, the foundation is wrong. So we already showed that the numbers are wrong, the order is wrong. Everything place is wrong, and we still find a wrong irregular calendar.
You get off the calendar. You gain knowledge because as long as you stay on the
because
right hand
calendar, if you want to get your balance back, you're out of balance because we're following another man's concept and our Ozzy, politically and religiously.
That's good.
The calendar is messed up.
It's a long
time. My time is up. 159. If I leave, I'm standing by. Any more questions?
Even with being on the calendar, you can't have your own business.
Right.
You hear that, Jay? Yeah. What was the purpose of them changing?
This is Baba Bunjoko, may I speak? The foundation of what they were doing when they developed the structure of the calendar in the days was about the worship of their deities.
Jesus.
They were in the process of putting together a form of worship. That's why we chant 7 days in a week, and each one of the days in the week has to do with their deities. You understand that they understood the power of invocation. So that's why we're doing nothing but invoking power, invoking their power, and living in their cycle. That's the thing.
Also, they want to get off the matrix and put it on the patriarch, but they want to do the female energy.
I say.
They got off the matrix and put it on a patriarch. They took the lady name is Dr. Souza in her book, Black Mama Creation. She talks about it in her book. They did not want to deal with that black female. They don't want to deal with that black woman. Let me interject this before I get off. I'll be at Pan African on the 24th from 4 to 7. Please come join us there. Let's have a conversation. Let's get ourselves on track and get off this madman's calendar. We'll be in Portland on the 25th. We'll do the same. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to bring the documents. We're going to sit there. We're going to look for a new start to save ourselves from this untoward generation. Brother Drew, Brother Duwar, I appreciate the time. I'm Baba Yashabaya, Ifa Baluje in Tallulah, Louisiana. We'll be seeing y'all real soon. Brother Drew, it's in your hand.